quite a disappointing day, missing out on the finals. But the defense was quite good today, you think?
Yeah, I think disappointing is an understatement. It's raw. It's very raw at the moment. I think the pain that we're all feeling. The biggest thing is I thought we got a good reaction from the boys in terms of attitude, intensity, and really being up for the fight. We did defend well. Obviously, the crux is that we needed to also score more, which didn't really materialize, but you saw the conditions, you saw the type of game that it was and where the tries were coming from. So, massively proud of the effort, really, to be honest. We came into this game with our backs against the wall, and it's probably the longest 4 days we've had as a group, it's tough to sort of explain, but thank you for the defense compliment. Well, wrong's also another one that I'm not really sure. I think the conditions were just difficult. If it went wrong, we didn't stop the last mall. That's about it, really. You saw the fight. I think you saw the intent to play and the intent to try generate something out of the game. Both teams were obviously really keen and going at it. So it's a game that took a lot out of us. Again, technically or tactically, you always look at those things and say, well, if that had happened or if we got this. But I guess that's rugby. The game is going to have those mistakes. We put ourselves in good positions at times and we just didn't really get the reward. Some of it our own doing. Some of it I think just not getting the rub of the green. But that's the game. That's rugby. We don't complain about those things.
Did you not expect the conditions or?
No, we expected the conditions, and I thought we played them quite well. I thought our mall stop compared to the Argentina game was a lot better. Scrum is really anchoring quite well. We spoke about the fact that we couldn't get off, our backs didn't get much in the game in the previous game against Argentina. Today they did when the opportunities were on. So all those things I thought we actually did quite okay.
Just as a whole, in terms of the three games, Coach, like what positives can you take for yourself personally as a coach and also as a team? What else? What can you take from this three games?
The biggest thing for us is, and for the boys, and they see it and they discuss it. We as a group, we talk about it. When we actually get going with the things we want to do right or the things that we want to do and how we want to impose ourselves, we play good rugby and we do some good things around that. I think our biggest challenge has been the pressure release at most times, where we do really good things and then, we release a bit of pressure and that saps our energy. That's probably the one thing that I can say. When we do put it together, it does look the part. I think it's, 4-8 turnaround, it's the same for everyone, but, given how we lost against Argentina, given the fact that we're home, I think a lot, there was a lot of heat generally, but I thought the boys really showed good character today, and I can't fault them for that.
It doesn't get easier because your game on Sunday is again against Argentina.
I just heard.
What are you going to change to what happened a week ago?
Stop them from scoring more tries, and maybe we score a few more tries. I think that's the simplest plan. Yeah, we've looked at the game against Argentina. I've mentioned it many a times that it was a very strange game, because most of their penalties came from us being in their 22 or being in their 10 meter. So can we be a little bit more patient and clinical in their half? If we can get that right, I think we'll be good for it. Obviously, again, the mall stop thing is an important part of that. I do respect them, the Argentinians, but for most of the game, and we've watched it many a times, we didn't feel that they threatened us as much with ball in hand. So for us, it's really about being clinical when we've got ball in hand. It's about us being able to create different options for our attacking side, and staying disciplined on D again, as we have, as we did against them the last time, and just not conceding penalties that give them 22 meter entries. That's the energy. The energy source is scrums and mauls.
Final question from my side, if I may. Sorry, you spoke the last time about the development of the players into possible Springbok players and everything. According to me, this was a brilliant performance. What do you think the players can take out of this performance today into their future?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about the fight, we talk about the resilience that South Africans have got, we talk about, you know, standing up and being counted when the chips are down, and I thought today was a lot of that. Again, there's brilliant players in this group. You know, the biggest thing I said to them is, I hope the last, these two games, Argentina and England, don't really define them going forward, and they must never see it that way. You know, it's quite hard, I think, for me sitting here because, you know, the tournament has sort of gone away from us. And I think that's probably the most difficult thing for me. But for them as a group, you know, they're still on their journey. And as individuals, I believe the work that we've put in, although not showing on the field, is going to stand them well. Through the discussions with the GM and the people up at the Springbok level, there are players in this group that will go on to represent their country.
Coach, just going back to pressure, you must be proud with how the boys dealt with pressure. I mean, a lot of the